Patient's name is Guadalupe Ringel. First name is Guadalupe. Last name Rangel. Date of birth is 12/11/1998. Date of service is 4/19/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 23-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up from our last office visit a few days ago. Patient came in with very high fevers, fatigue, and denied any pain, though. Patient did have a flu swab done in the office, which did come back positive for flu A, so she was treated with Tamiflu. However, now she began having a right-sided breast pain. She does have a new baby and is currently breastfeeding, and she has had mastitis in the past. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 104 over 69, heart rate 79, respiratory 16, temp 98.9, O2 99, and she weighs 174 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin is warm and dry, no rash, no lesions, however, she does have an area of tenderness just below her right breast. With sensitivity to palpation, we will, assessment and plan, number one, right mastitis. Patient will be given a script for Bactrim DS to take twice a day for 7 days, which is what she was given for her last mastitis, and she states it did work. We did encourage her to use cabbage leaves, continue to pump and breastfeed to help clear the infection or clogged duct. Patient understands and she will utilize all of these things. If patient has worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She will take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief, and she does agree to this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.